Tonight, Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, travels to the West Indies to cover the Navy maneuvers off the island of Puerto Rico. You'll hear Parks Johnson ask an 18-year-old sailor,
"Where have you been?" "Since we just came back from Martinique." "Have a lot of fun over there?"
"Well, I only got full one liberty. I ended up in sick bay the second day we were there."
Listen to Warren Hull ask a young Marine,
"Say, this was your first amphib operation?"
"Yeah."
"What did you do first when you landed over here on Vieques Island?"
"I got lost."
"You did?"
Yes, it's Vox Pop, specially transcribed, brought to you by American Express Traveler's Check. Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. And now, here are your two old salty landlubbers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull.
All hands, lay aft for Vox Pop.
This is Boss Johnson.
And this is Warren Hull.
After a 7,000-mile trip from Alaska down here to the Caribbean to bring you a story of your Navy in peacetime action.
Yes, we're standing out on the open deck of the USS Monolithus with hundreds of young sailors and Marines spread out all around us. And three of the older fellows in the audience, Lieutenant General Rocky of the Marine, Admiral von Heimberg, whose flag we fly, and Captain Chaplin, our skipper.
Yes, sir, the USS Mount Olympus is the command ship of the amphibious forces that under simulated battle conditions have just completed exercise to capture Vieques Island.
For more than a score of ships, over 16,000 men swarmed ashore in landing craft, carrying artillery, bulldozers, trucks, tanks, and all with a protecting cover of a full Navy bombardment and hundreds of Navy and Marine planes.
Yes, it's been a great show. Now let's meet some of the men who were part of it. Men of the world's finest Navy. Here's a young man, 25, from Baltimore, who is in the eyes and ears department of the USS Mount Olympus. His mates call him Steve. Signalman First Class, Henry Jablonski.
Hi, Steve.
How do you do?
Say, how long have you been a sailor?
8 years.
Uh-huh. You mean to tell me you're 25?
That's correct.
Gee, you certainly carry it well.
Not the age, it's the mileage you put on it.
Well, that lets me out then, boy. What a lot of mileage I've got after Vox Pop. Are you married?
No.
Why not?
That's too much disciplinary.
Well, do you like it down here, cruising in the Caribbean?
Oh, I love it here.
Yeah?
After all, people are paying $170 to come down here and cruise around. I'm getting paid for it and getting more sunshine than they are.
I think you have something there. Where do you work as a signalman?
On a bridge.
What bridge?
A signal bridge.
Well, you mean, where is that?
On top side. It's the fresh air boys up there.
Oh, I see. Well, tell us about your work. What do you do?
Oh, man, the flag bags, take care of blinkers and all. In case the admiral sees anything wrong, we just go up and tell him what the admiral says.
Oh, I see. You're on the admiral's staff now. Huh?
I'm on the admiral's staff.
I see. What do you use to send signals?
Oh, we use blinker, flag hoist, semaphore. Just by any means of communication we can use.
Mm-hmm. Say, after hours, I've noticed a lot of blinking going on, for instance, at night and so on.
Well, their personal message, that guy's just shooting the breeze with one another, trying to get transfers and everything, trying to get guys switched.
You mean
switching of duty.
They want to swap duty?
Swap duty.
Say, I'm just wondering, does anybody on the Constellation ever want to swap duty?
Seems like nobody on the Constellation wants to switch duties. I don't know. They must have something over there to keep them there.
Well, that hospital ship with all those pretty nurses, probably, that's the reason.
I imagine that's it.
Does being a signalman come in handy ashore?
Oh, it comes in pretty handy, sure. In case you got two women and three sailors and two of your signalmen, send semaphore to one another and tell, get rid of this guy. We'll take the two girls in.
Very, very practical knowledge, I can see. Do you remember any high spots during your Navy career?
Well, that's quite a few of them, but about the best one was down in Texas, Navy Day last year.
Where in Texas?
Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
We pulled in there, and the public took over the ship, and we took over the town.
Well, you can't ask for more than that. Are you staying in?
Oh, I expect to do 30, not only 20.
Yeah? Why?
Well, I make more money here than I make on the outside.
You do? Are you saving any of it?
Well, I'm saving plenty. I got allotment, and the government puts the money towards it and everything.
Yeah? Gosh, every time you turn around, they're paying.
Every time I turn around, a man's handing me a handful of green stuff.
Well? Gee, I think you've got a good deal there. They should put you in the recruiting office, you know? You've got the worst. Say, we want to thank you very much for being aboard, Vox Pop. And to thank you, here is a pair of Zeiss binoculars. They're 6 power. They're in a fine leather case. They're really nautical. And say, you can loan them to the Admiral if he wants to take a look somewhere. And for your mother, a set of beautiful table silvers, a service for 8. And by the way, have you ever used American Express Traveler's Check?
No, I've never used those.
You haven't?
Never
have.
Oh,
brother?
Keep it in cash.
Well, look, listen. Well, you're just the kind of guy we want to get at. You've got to learn to use these things. We've got $50 worth of American Express Traveler's Checks for you. You know, their safety and convenience is something you're going to get to like, and it's going to be a habit with you. Okay?
That's okay with me. As long as I can have them there, always on hand.
Why, sure. Thank you very much. Good luck to you. See you in first class, Henry Jablonski.
Thank you.
So, Parks, here are a couple of UDT men. That's underwater demolition team to landlubbers. They have the pleasant job of slipping overboard from a boat under cover of darkness and swimming a half mile or so toward an enemy shore, towing 600 pounds of dynamite with which to blow up a clear path for our landing craft. Not much of a future in that job, is there? But they sure look in the pink right now. Their machinist mate, first class John Carter from Mosin Park, Long Island, and from Denver, Colorado, gunner's mate, second class, Robert Winters.
Hi, John. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Glad to see you, fellas. Well, Warren told the truth when he said you fellas look in the pinkest condition. You really do. How would you describe your job in a nutshell, either one of you, or both of you?
Well, it's just taking a reconnaissance, demolition of what we find on a beach in way of obstacles that prohibit the landing craft from hitting the beach.
In other words, now, you take this problem you had here, taking the Vieques Island. You fellas went out in advance, took a look at what was between here and the beach. Then you reported back, and if there'd been anything there to obstruct the landing craft, then you were to go out and blow it up?
That's it, exactly.
So how do you get in the underwater demolition work, John?
It's strictly voluntary, and then you pass an 8-week course.
Uh-huh.
And one of your main things, you have to be able to swim a mile.
And don't you have to drag all your stuff behind you while you're swimming?
That's right.
You do?
About 600 pounds.
Bob, you got to have special qualifications in addition to that, don't you?
Oh, yes. You have to know a little bit about navigation, how to find your way back in the dark night.
Uh-huh.
Back to your boats and everything.
Well, now, how about your training before you said 6 weeks training? Isn't that pretty tough?
Well, main first week, it usually hits the fellas pretty hard.
I hear tell they call that Hell Week.
That's it. Hell Week, exactly.
Uh-huh. Really? They give it to you, do they?
Yeah, they do. Take them through swamps with half-pound blocks at the end, too.
Yeah? Either of you go to Little America or on the Mount Olympus?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes, I went down there last year.
What would you do going down there in the water? That's cold water down there.
Well, we had to push the ice aside up.
You mean you went in the water down there?
That's right.
How cold was it?
I believe it was about 26.
Under the ice, huh? Weren't you afraid you wasn't going to get back up through that ice?
I thought about it quite often.
Uh-huh. Did you have on swimming trunks, or were you natural, or what?
No, we had on a rubber exposure suit we used with a pair of long johns underneath.
Uh-huh. Yeah, long johns, huh? John, we had up in Alaska last week. Only we had 2 pairs on. tell me, did fish ever bother you fellas any under?
Well, I've been bothered, last year down here on Calibra, I was chased by 3 unknown fish. I don't know what variety they were, but they started circling me, and I didn't stop to ask them.
You didn't like the looks of them?
No.
Now, what about this rivalry between you? There really is, huh?
Well, that's no rival. It's just a friendly little riot.
How many?
Team 4 is better than Team 2?
No.
Hold the deal. Before we get any further into this, and we really get into a good argument, let me thank you both, Bob Winters and John Corber, for coming up tonight. And now it's time to say, here is something that Vox Pop's got for you. John, it's a Keystone 16-millimeter movie camera. That's the nicest Keystone I've looked at in a long time. It's got a 2.5 lens on it, okay?
Well, it's just well. Thank
you. All right. Now, here is... Wait a minute. What have we got for our friend over here? Oh, we've got a good, serviceable electric range, which we're sending to your home in Norfolk. You think the little lady will like that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. For both of you, we've got something that every traveler ought to use, especially sailors, as Warren said a while ago.
You can't get rolled with this stuff. American Express traveler's check, $50 for each one of you. And thank you a lot, fellas.
Thank you very much.
Now let's travel up to New York and listen to Don Hancock.
American Express traveler's checks are like regular checks, except that you sign them when you buy them and sign them again when you spend them. No other identification is needed. Just walk into any bank and ask for American Express traveler's check in whatever amount you need, from $10 up. You can spend these popular checks anywhere, anytime, simply by signing your name. And remember, from the moment you walk out of the bank, your money in American Express traveler's checks is safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. Yes, American Express traveler's checks are safe. If you lose them, or if they're stolen or destroyed, you get a prompt refund. So don't take chances. Don't carry cash. Carry American Express traveler's checks. They're safe.
Thank you very much, Don Hancock. Well, folks, way back here down in the Caribbean again, as I called it.
Well, look, let's get started again. Here's a sailor from Charleston, South Carolina, who's watched one of the toughest jobs in this amphibious operation. He's a coxswain on a landing craft, and he's handling one for the first time during this operation. And it was plenty rough today, too. He's seaman first class Henry C. Littleton.
Say, Hank, is that right what Park said? That you're a jockey of a landing craft for the first time?
That's true.
How did you get the job?
Well, I was elected, more or less.
I see. Just short a minute and they picked on you, huh?
That's exactly so.
Well, how do you like it?
Fine.
Yeah?
Well, I'm wondering now how a skipper feels.
Oh, really? It's a big responsibility, of course. Yeah, coxswain. You have to watch out for boat and crew and everything.
With a big ship, I imagine a captain to have more responsibility.
Well, it's the same thing. We've had some pretty rough weather, haven't we? Huh?
Yes, sir, we have.
Uh-huh. Well, you've carried what to the beach?
Guns, troops, most anything that's needed, supplies.
Mm-hmm. You carried some of these fellows right here, maybe, out to the beach. Have you worked long hours?
16-18 hours a day.
Well, really? How do you get your mess?
By canned rations.
You carry them along?
Yes, sir. Right in the boat.
Well, after 18 hours, I suppose you get a lot of sack time, huh?
Well, not very much.
No?
After I get aboard, I have a night laundry crew to take care of.
You work in the laundry?
Yes, sir.
Gee whiz. I bet you're sort of interested in a larger navy, aren't you?
Very much so.
You want a little more help. Say, are there any advantages to being a laundryman in the navy?
Well, I get my clothes clean. They go to the head of the chow line.
Well, you do?
Awful lot of personal friends.
Oh, yeah. Are you going into business for yourself later on when you get out of the Navy?
Well, I kind of thought maybe that I'd start a laundry, if I could.
Well, but you'll have the best of training. Well, Hank, are you married?
Yes, very much so. Three children.
Good. Say, when you're home on leave, do you help your wife with laundry?
Oh, sure.
You do?
By all means.
Uh-huh. What does she make you do?
Wash the duck. Never mind.
Well, anyway, you're a mighty good man. I'm sure you're a very good husband, too, Henry. And here's something that'll get you a very warm reception when you go home next time. We'll have the S.L. Jacobs Company send your wife a lawn roll washer with a famous reverse roll action, and it's completely automatic. Do you think that'll please her?
Yes, sir. Me, too.
Uh-huh. Also, we're sending her a recording of this interview, as usual, on Box Pop, so she's going to get a kick out of that. And here's something to please you. $50 worth of American Express traveler's check. You can buy them at any bank, and you can spend them in any port in the world. But hang on to them for a little while. Thank you very much, Seaman First Class Henry Littleton.
Thank you, sir.
Say, Park, do you remember way back in 1945 when we were at El Toro Marine Air Base in California?
You bet.
Well, here's an old friend of ours in that program. He's one of many Navy and Marine pilots who did a grand job in the big show here. Remember, he's from Texas, Edinburgh, Texas, Lieutenant Dean Caswell.
Hello, Park. Glad to see you again. I sure do remember you, Dean, and I remember what a swell gang we had down at El Toro, too. A lot of fun, wasn't it?
Sure was. We had a great gang there that night.
What outfit is it now?
It's now a Marine Fighter Squadron 461.
Tell me, did you go back to the Pacific after we saw you down at El Toro?
No, sir. I stayed in the States.
Well, now, as I recall it, and I think I'm right about it, you had quite a bit of combat, didn't you?
We went to Tokyo, Okinawa, Kyushu, Iwo Jima. Got a lot of action there.
Did you get a few enemy planes while you were at it?
Yes, sir. I was very fortunate.
I got 7 confirmed, 3 probable.
Not bad, huh? Not bad. Tell me something about the maneuvers here. What part did the air have in it?
Well, Bart, the Marine Air Corps was represented here by Marine Air Group 11 Reinforced.
Uh-huh.
And we supported the initial landing at the beaches.
Yeah.
We gave air support to the attack, the main assault on the island. Gave deep support. We furnished aircraft for photography missions for combat air patrols.
Quite busy, wasn't you?
Yes, sir, we were.
Where were the Navy planes based, Dana, or Dean?
They were on carriers, and they were off the coast about 35 miles. They helped considerably in the support and coordinated with our efforts very well.
How about the fellows down there on the ground when you were diving around and when you were looking at them? They looked like they were doing like your buddies did during the war? Were they doing a good job?
Well, to tell you the truth, things are hard to see from the air, but we heard many reports it was good for them.
Uh-huh.
Good about them.
Tell me, where's Ms. Caswell?
Well, Park, my wife is in Madawaska, Maine. That's about the coldest place.
You mean she's not down in Texas where all that green grass?
No, sir, she'll be warm down there.
Man, I don't know what to think about that. Well, she's with the folks, isn't she?
Yes, sir, she is.
She's having a lot of fun. You'll see her pretty soon, I hope. Well, it's been a pleasure having you with us again on Vox Pop, Lieutenant Dean Caswell. You recall what comes next from the old days? Well, I'll tell you. Those familiar words Vox Pop has for you. First, we've got a Stromberg-Carlson radio phonograph combination. It's a beautiful Stromberg-Carlson console model, and I know you and Ms. Caswell are going to enjoy it a lot. Okay?
That's what we wanted.
Now, you've used American Express traveler's checks, haven't you?
I used them once.
Use them once. Once is not enough. You should have had to have it by now. So, to be sure you got it, here's $50 worth of American Express traveler's checks for you. They're good anywhere, and they're always safe.
Well, thank you.
And Warren and I want you all to listen to Don Hancock for just a moment.
Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. Yes, American Express traveler's checks are safe. Don't take chances. Don't carry cash. Carry American Express traveler's checks. You'll find them safe, convenient, and spendable whenever and wherever you go. Be sure to always carry them on your automobile trips. You can spend them just like cash at filling stations, hotels, tourist camps, and restaurants everywhere. As Parks and Warren have told you, you can buy American Express traveler's checks at any bank, and at principal railway, you can buy them in any amount, from $10 up. So don't take chances. Don't carry cash. Carry American Express traveler's checks. Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go.
Thank you very much, Don Hancock. Back here on the USS Mount Olympus in the good old balmy Caribbean. Last week it was the Northern Stars, this week the Southern Cross. We're sure having fun down here. Parks, this morning while I was hanging around the communications room waiting for a wire from home, I found this tall, alert young fellow slinging a paintbrush. He's a seaman first class, but he's striking for radar man, Lawrence C. Hamilton.
Of course, it's Larry, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I like to be called that.
You like to be called that. What's this striking for radar man business?
Well, that's just more or less putting in my time than anything else.
Well, that mean you're not a radar man yet?
Oh, yes, I'm a radar man. I'm striking for a raid in it, which I hope to get pretty soon.
Well, when you get the rate, that means you get the pay, huh?
Oh, yeah, you always get a raise in pay when you get a raid.
And you don't get the raise in pay until you do get that rate. That's what striking means, huh?
That's right.
Well, I just want to clear it up. Did you go to school here on the ship or where?
Oh, I went up in Boston. I was up there for about 5.5 months.
Every time I turn around, I hear about another school the Navy's got. I imagine this is about the biggest university in the world, isn't it?
Oh, I imagine so.
Uh-huh. Say, do you do seaman's work or radar man's work aboard the Mount Olympus?
I do both.
Yeah. So that slinging that paintbrush comes under the head of seaman's work.
That's about all I ever do.
Uh-huh. Don't kid me. Didn't you do some radar work on this maneuvers?
Oh, yeah, we done quite a bit of it on the maneuvers. We were more or less in the operational part of it.
Well, do you think you had Lieutenant Caswell's plane in your business?
I don't know. We might have. We can't tell that good with radar yet.
Well,
someday.
You really were working on that thing all the way through.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Tell me something else. You like the Navy, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm all for it.
You think you're going to make 38 years like your dad did?
No, not 38. I might just put about 20 in and then quit.
Yeah? How'd he make 38?
Just stayed in 38 years.
You sure they must have liked it. You mean you're not going to strike for an admiral or something like that?
I might be someday. You can't tell.
You never know. They all start somewhere, don't they?
Oh, sure.
So what's your pay now, if you don't mind telling me?
Well, I draw 108 with C-pay.
Well, now, your dad, way back in the old days, at the same rate, what would he have drawn?
He drew $33, and he was married, so...
That's not bad, huh? You saving any of it?
Oh, I send about 40 home a month in war bonds, and I have to have insurance out, too.
Yeah? When did you come into the Navy? I didn't ask you how long you've been in.
I've been 2.5 years. I came in 45.
You must have finished high school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, where have you been since you've been in the Navy?
Oh, I've been around. I was on these operations last year, and I was up in Boston, of course, and I came back and aboard this ship, reported aboard here, and went on these operations. We just came back in Martinique.
Have a lot of fun over there?
Well, I only got to pull one liberty. I ended up in sick bay the second day we were there.
I don't know what all that means, Larry, but it sounds like some of your buddies do. Larry, it's been a pleasure talking to a second-generation Navy man. I hope you can go just as high in the Navy as you aim, whatever that is. And now it's a Vox Pop thank you in the form of a fine Gruen precision watch. Now, wait a minute. It's not only just a Gruen watch. It's a Gruen chrono timer. That's a chronograph. Can you use that up there in your radar room, you think?
Yes, I can.
You've enjoyed having you. And something your dad used, I know, 38 years ago when he was in the Navy, because he had sense. He stuck to it 38 years, didn't he? $50 in American Express traveler's check. Good night and good luck, Larry Hamilton of the Navy. Warren, the first time I saw this man's face was when he climbed on deck after coming up a 50-foot rope ladder with a full pack from a landing craft below. He was dusty and he was dirty and he was unshaven and he was tired, but he still had a grin on his face. He's one of the fellows that all the rest of the fleet and all the shooting around here was all about. They had to put him ashore for the attack. From Columbia, Missouri, 18-year-old Marine Private First Class James Shoup, Warren.
Jimmy, you look sort of clean now. You got a shave and everything.
Yeah, I finally got around to that yesterday afternoon.
You did? How long have you been in the Marines?
Almost a year now.
Uh-huh.
Old salt.
Old salt, yeah. Do you think it's the greatest institution in the world?
Well, there are times, I suppose.
You mean there are times when you don't?
Yeah.
Well, look, don't worry about
it. Really, yeah.
Don't worry about General Rocky sitting right down here. That's all right. you mean there are times when you don't, such as?
Oh, times like you get up in the morning, like yesterday morning, 7 police calls in the morning.
7 police over calls?
Yeah.
What did you have to do with 7 police calls?
Oh, run around and pick up cigarette butts.
Yeah. Well, now, Jimmy, what's the best part of being a Marine?
Oh, the bugle calls, no doubt.
The bugle calls?
Yeah, pay call and liberty call and chow call.
I think you've gotten to be a real Marine, all right. Say, you've sort of been getting around in the Marines, haven't you?
Well, yes.
Yeah? Have you always had itchy feet?
Well, yes, I'd say so. I ran away from home once when I was 13.
You did?
Yeah, I went to Wyoming. I was going to be a cowboy.
Yeah. What? Jimmy, what happened?
Oh, I ran out of money.
Well, have you got this wanderlust out of your system now?
Yeah, I've pretty well got it out of my system now. You're going to be a Marine.
You're all settled down now.
All settled down.
You're going to be a Marine. Say, what outfit are you with in the Marine?
I'm with 1st AAA Battalion.
Yes, that's an anti-aircraft?
Anti-aircraft artillery battalion.
Uh-huh. Are you on a gun crew?
No, I'm a communicator.
Communicator? Are you a radio man?
Not hardly, no. I wouldn't say that.
Well, what are you?
I'm a wireman.
Well, why do you put it that way? Why do you say that you're an old radio man?
Well, so far as I've seen, the radio men never do anything.
No? Well, how about the wireman?
Well, the wireman's a man that runs around over hill and dale.
Yeah?
Hacking his wire, yeah.
How much wire?
Oh, DR 4 weighs, that's a drum of wire, weighs about 96 pounds.
You carry that over hill and dale?
Over hill and dale.
Well, I can see what you mean now. What did you do first when you landed over here on Vieques Island?
I got lost.
You did? Well, I'm being frank about it. Jimmy, how long did it take you to find your outfit?
Oh, about 12 hours.
Where were you all that time?
Riding around on a truck looking for the rest of the troops.
Yes, I see. Well, after you found them, what happened?
Oh, we laid wire then for about 4 hours. And
yeah.
Secured.
Yeah.
And then the next day at noon, they converted us to infantrymen. We charged madly across the island.
Yeah.
Well, we bivouacked out that night.
Yeah.
Slept in the rain on a hillside.
Oh, I see. You had a nice time then. Who put in your roads and your installations?
That was CB's and the Marine engineers.
Well, they're still operating, huh? Certainly glad to hear about them. Say, this was your first amphib operation?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Well, yes.
Now that it's over, huh?
Now that it's over, it's a lot of fun.
Say, Jimmy, have you got a girl waiting for you back in Columbia, Missouri?
No, I used to have one.
Yeah?
But I got a Dear John from her in boot camp.
Do you mean to say that a girl would turn you down?
Sure.
Well, what? Listen, tell us now, just what do you have to offer a girl?
Well, I've got a nice disposition.
Yeah.
But I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
And I can cook and keep house.
Where did you learn that?
In the Marine Corps.
You did?
Definitely.
Well, the Marines have been good for you, haven't they?
They have, without a doubt.
Uh-huh. You got any leave coming up?
30 days.
When are you going?
I want to get home before June.
Before June, why?
Because Stevens College lets out in June.
Oh. You mean all those beautiful girls there?
All of them.
I see. Well, I don't blame you a bit. Of course, this is leap year, too. And along with all you have to offer and leap year, I think you might do all right.
I ought to get at least one proposal.
Oh, I sure. Well, Jimmy, you know what? We want to pick up the tab on that trip. We're just waiting for something like that to happen. So here is the trip home to Mo and back.
Hooray.
And to go with you, here's the very thing that travelers value most, American Express traveler's checks, $50 worth. And thank you very much and good luck
to you. Thank you very much.
PFC James Duke. Well, folks, we've enjoyed our stay here covering the maneuvers of the Amphibious Group 2 Task Force to bring you a story of your Navy, the finest Navy in the world. By the way, if you know a young man in your neighborhood who is clean-cut, ambitious, and who wants to fit himself solidly and soundly for a useful life, tell him to go talk to the nearest Navy recruiting office.
Now, Warren, for next week, it's something quite different. Vox Pop travels 2,200 miles to New York, where we're going to hunt up men and women, young and old, who've come to the big city to seek their fame and fortune. There'll be stories of success and of hardship, too. And it'll be filled with laughter, adventure, and maybe a tear or two, you know.
So, if you've ever been to the big city or thought you'd like to tackle the job of making your way there, travel with Vox Pop to New York next week. And by the way, tell a neighbor to come along, too, will you?
Good night, folks.
Good night, kids. So long, everybody.
Here they go, your old friends, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull. But they'll be back next week when Vox Pop travels to New York to bring you the story of men and women from all over the world who travel to the big city in search of fame and fortune. Tune in again next week for the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people. Vox Pop, presented, transcribed by American Express Traveler's Checks. Safe in your pocket. Safe at home, safe wherever you go. Yes, American Express traveler's checks are safe.
Now here's a special program note.
Comedy for adults. That's the kind of comedy you hear on the Henry Morgan Show, on the air over most ABC stations every Thursday night. But the program is nonetheless hilarious because of its grown-up approach to humor. On the contrary, you'll enjoy Morgan's clowning all the more for its refreshing originality and penetrating satire. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.